Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Carolina Shout podcast. I'm Ethan Uslan, and I'm here to play piano and to talk about the music, or to talk about things tangentially related to the music, maybe totally unrelated to the music. Who knows? Anyway, that song I just started out with was the famous Minuet in G by Johann Sebastian Bach. You see, I've been working on my Bach lately because his birthday's coming up. Mark the calendar. Good old Bach's going to turn 335 on March 21st. I don't know about you, but I'll be celebrating his birthday in Stanton, Virginia. I'll be playing a couple tunes as part of a Bach concert there, and the event is called the Heifetz Spring Hootenanny. It will be at the American Hotel in Stanton, Virginia, March 19th, 7 p.m. Come on by if you can. Stanton, Virginia is the home of the Heifetz International Music Institute, and they bring in some of the world's greatest young classical musicians. So I'm really looking forward to sharing the stage with some of the world's greatest young classical musicians. Just keep in mind that although Bach's birthday is March 21st, this event is March 19th. You see, in Stanton, Virginia, Bach's birthday is a really big deal, and they celebrate it for multiple days. And on the final day of the celebration, March 21st, they have something called Bach Around the Clock. And for Bach Around the Clock, they have free live Bach performances nonstop from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Nonstop. 12 hours of Bach, 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 Bach. So if you plan on attending Bach Around the Clock and you don't want to miss a single note, I recommend you wear a diaper. All right. Sorry for that slightly off-color joke. Although I think Bach would have liked it, maybe. He wasn't known for clowning around, but he did have a sense of humor. He wrote something called the Coffee Cantata, which was like a miniature opera, and the plot was about a father holding an intervention to break his daughter's addiction to coffee. That's a pretty funny concept, I think. And once, when Bach was conducting a rehearsal, he called out a bassoonist and said that he sounded like a nanny goat, which is something we would today call insult comedy. But of course, Bach was not known for his jokes. He was known for having been the undisputed greatest master of musical counterpoint. Among my favorite Bach compositions are his two-part inventions. An invention was a short keyboard piece with basically two melodies going on at once. And when I was a college student studying classical piano at Indiana University, my professor had me learn all 15 of Bach's two-part inventions. And then he had me learn all 15 of Bach's three-part inventions, which are actually called sinfonias. But my point is, I played a lot of Bach back in the day. But when I graduated college and moved to North Carolina, the Bach stopped here. But now I'm bringing back the Bach. Here's my rendition of one of Bach's two-part inventions. I call this Bach's two-part intervention. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. That was Johann Sebastian Bach's two-part intervention in B-flat. I intervened to make it a little more jazzy, because Bach's going to be 335 years old this month, and I think we got to switch it up a little bit. And now I'd like to revisit something I was talking about before. I mentioned that my piano professor in college had me learn a lot of Bach. This was at Indiana University, and my professor's name was Edmund Battersby. And Edmund Battersby had a rare musical mind. He could do things that I've never seen a pianist do before or after. For instance, he could literally play anything in any key. And I mean anything. I would show up to my piano lesson and I'd say, "Okay, I've been practicing Bach's two-part invention in A-flat." And he would say, "Okay, great, let's play it in B-flat." And then we'd play it in C. And then he'd say, "D, E, F." And he was able to instantly transpose these complex classical pieces into any key. And he had me work on developing that skill too. And I did get better at it. I had to, because he kept transposing things during the lesson. But I never got anywhere near the level that he had attained. His prowess at the keyboard was really something to behold. And recently, I came across an old song from the 1920s that brought back fond memories of Professor Battersby. The song is called Changes, and the lyrics are about a musician who likes to change keys. Here it is, Changes, by Walter Donaldson, from 1927. Beautiful changes in different keys, beautiful changes and harmonies. He starts in C and changes to D. He's fooling around in any old key. What's that? Hear that? That jazzy strain? That's it. Why, it goes again. There's so many babies that he can squeeze, 'cause he's always changing up those keys. First he changes in a B, he changes in a C, changes in a D, changes in a E. Now he's getting kinda cold, he's getting kinda hot. Listen, I forgot, since he was a tot, he's been changing keys. Change them one more time. That's right. There are so many babies that he can squeeze, 'cause he's always changing, rearranging, always changing up those keys. So that was Changes by Walter Donaldson, a song about a musician who likes to change keys, which makes me think of Edmund Battersby, and I think he would have been tickled by that song. He had a great sense of humor. I think he had a better sense of humor than Johann Sebastian Bach. As I said before, Bach once likened a bassoonist to a nanny goat in front of the rest of the orchestra. Well, Professor Battersby would hold master classes, and all his students would perform something, and he'd give feedback in front of all of us. And that would often include constructive criticism, but it was always very intelligent and thoughtful. He never compared anyone's musical stylings to that of a nanny goat or any other barnyard animal. Except for that time someone played Carnival of the Animals, but You know what I mean. He was a very kind and respectful teacher, but he'd also shoot straight with you. And I share these happy reminiscences of Edmund Battersby with some sadness, because this month it will be 4 years since his passing. I have great memories of him and his sense of humor and his musical wisdom. Also, I continue to practice changing keys, which I know he would be pleased about. All right, I got one more Bach tune for you. This is one of his big hits. Perhaps you're familiar with it. It's a movement from an orchestral suite, and this movement is called the Badinerie. A Badinerie was a kind of lively dance, and the word Badinerie is French for light, pleasant jesting. I'm thinking Badinerie is related to the French-derived English word badinage, which is an SAT word that means humorous, witty conversation. Anyway, Bach's Badinerie is known for its tuneful flute solo, but I'm going to play it solo piano, and of course I'll try to swing it a bit, and I think the result comes off sounding more like polka than jazz, but I like polka. Here it is, Bach's Badinerie. So that was Bach's Badinerie, played with an oompa left hand, which made it sound like a polka, I think. All the books about Bach say that he spent a big part of his career in Weimar, Germany, but maybe the historians have it wrong. Maybe Bach was from the polka-loving town of Weimar, Texas. That would explain it. I'll look into this theory. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Kate, let's roll the credits. The Carolina Shout is hosted by pianist Ethan Uslin, who is me. Thanks to the Heifetz International Music Institute in Stanton, Virginia, for inviting me to play in their Heifetz Spring Hootenanny. If you can make it, come on by and see me March 19th at the American Hotel, 7 p.m. Stanton is spelled Staunton, by the way. The U is silent. Thought you should know that. And speaking of silent U's, Kate Uslin is the audio engineer. Thanks, Kate, for getting this all recorded properly and editing out all my burps and misspoken words. And last but not least, I'd like to dedicate this humble episode to the memory of Edmund Battersby. Looking back, he really worked me hard, having me learn all those Bach inventions, but he got me to accomplish things on the piano that I did not think I would be able to do. And he was always very kind and pleasant, and he had a great sense of humor, or as Bach would say, a great sense of Badinerie.